According to the Minhag Ashkenaz, we start Psukei Zimra with Mizmashech Anakasabayis LaDavid. The truth is, this is a relatively recent Minhag, certainly in the last 400 years or so, and it is the most incredible bridge between Korbanos and Psukei Zimra. Because now that we've said the Korbanos, we've learnt about them, we've davened for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, we've said Yehi Ratzon, Shehibana Beis HaMikdash, Mehera B'Yaminu, we concretize and crystallize our emunah that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt by reciting Mizmashech Hanukkah Sabayis LaDavid. And Rav Shimshon Farhash gives the most incredible introduction to this parak. He says the concepts of this chapter might present some difficulty regarding the actual chapter title, Mizmashech Hanukkah Sabayis LaDavid, and whatever goes on inside it. Because actually the rest of the parak doesn't talk at all about the Beis HaMikdash. And it certainly doesn't talk about the construction and dedication of it. Rather, as we read through this parak of Tehillim, what we'll see is we've got a description of a whole lifetime of experiences, attesting to the healing and deliverance, trials and bliss, which Hashem sends to those who devote themselves to Him in love. But perhaps we need to work a little bit harder then to find the reference to the Beis HaMikdash within the chapter, apart from the opening verse. He invites us to consider for a moment the nature and the significance of the Beis HaMikdash, the house for Hashem, which is primarily intended to bring to mind the nearness of Hashem on earth, the intimate relationship of Hashem and man, the presence of Hashem in the midst of human endeavor, as well as the heavenward striving of man towards Him. The sanctuary of Hashem, this Beis HaMikdash, which is being dedicated with this chapter of Tehillim, is nothing else but a concrete symbol of the truth that whatever a person's spiritual and physical existence and striving, wherever a person's physical and spiritual existence and striving, that's a reference to the Shulchan and the Menorah, the Shulchan is physical, the Menorah is spiritual, is devoted to attaining Hashem's favor, that's the Mizbach HaKetores. Remember, those are the three main kelim in the Kodesh. You've got the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Keteiros, Mizbach HaKeteiros. So your physical existence, your spiritual existence, striving to attain Hashem's favor, to the practical application of Hashem, which is in the Oren, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then all of human life, both individual and communal, becomes a throne of the Krivim. That's the Kaporos. Hashem's invisible presence will seat itself upon this throne in order to protect, guide, and further all human striving on earth. This is clear when it says, "Vasili mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham." This is a phenomenal idea that will develop over the coming days. That means you look at the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. You look at what goes on in there and you'll understand what it is. The korbanos are happening outside. But inside, you have spirituality, the menorah, physicality, the Shulchan, with the Lechem HaPanim, with bread on it. Both of those are focused towards the Mizbeach HaKeteres, that incense, that sense of smell, that spiritual sense which really is about attaining Hashem's favor. And all of that is filtered to and through the Torah itself, which is the Oren, and creates that sense of closeness, which is the Krivim. And everything that we do becomes a throne for those Krivim. The essence of the Beis HaMikdash, therefore, is closeness to Hashem. That's what this chapter is all about. It's not about the physical manifestation of it. It's about the inner lived experience of closeness to God.